Okay. So, you know, I'm putting the four central mitzvahs. I'm putting they are, they'll start with a mem. There's four mem, it's easy to remember them. Megillah, Mishkeh, Matanis Levyonim, Mishlach Mos. Okay, well, so four central mitzvahs on Purim. So we'll take a little look today at some of the halachos which relate to Kriya and Megillah. We'll also have time to get to some of the other mitzvahs over the next few shiurim. So we'll begin here with the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph, Yud Zayin, at the beginning of the sheet, Yud Zayin. Chayav Kol Adam Bein Ish Bein Isha. So everybody is obliged in this mitzvah of hearing the Megillah, whether an Ish, whether an Isha, Lishmoya Kriyas HaMegillah, Balayla Ubayon, twice as we put in, both in the night and in the day. But Lachayim Yama Basullah is also unmarried ladies, and maybe in his time it wasn't so usual that they went to Shul. Yeshlaim Lolechet, Lebeit HaKnetes, should make a point of going to shul to hear the Megillah. They have Enon, Hokois, Srikim, Likoris, Defneim, Babais, and if they do not go, one should arrange for them a Kriya in the house. Let's just talk a little bit more about this for a second. So, why are ladies chayav in Kriyas HaMegillah? We know that classically, according to the general klal, that ladies are not chayav in this stage of Zman Groma. So, this is also obviously Zman Groma, so we would have thought ladies should maybe be potter. And right, so the Mor explained that the klal, which Mor brings in a few places, in relation to this type of thing, up pain only for Islam, they too were involved in this nate, well, both by the fact that they were also in danger and were saved, and also they had a primary part in the nate, that a lady was well one who brought them out the nate, so they are also hired in the Gila and in the other chiyuvim of Purim. Nevertheless, there is a discussion in posting, this is not maybe so relevant to Maitre, but there is a discussion in posting about the nature of the obligation of Noshim in Kriyas HaMegillah. In other words, we know that generally speaking, anybody who's chayav in a particular mitzvah can also be motzi other people in that mitzvah. So you and me and everybody in this room is chayav in Kriyas HaMegillah. So A, we can read the Megillah for ourselves. We can also read the Megillah and be motzi somebody else. I can read the Megillah and everybody else in this room can hear. And by hearing it, they are yotze from my kriya. When it comes to noshim, yesh oimrim, there is an opinion that ladies cannot be motzi other people. Cannot be motzi, firstly, primarily cannot be motzi men. And
I mean, beside the technical problem of women reading and all that, surely that halakhically.
No, it's an aside from the sort of question of, we might call, you know, stop that halacha of it being inappropriate.
Right.
Okay. Purely, technically, halakhically, from the point of view of dry books of Megillah, there is a there that a lady cannot be moitzi, cannot be moitzi a man, as the default position would be that she should be able to. So if we would remove all the other possible issues of it being inappropriate, let's say it's not mystical. Let's say it's a husband and wife at home in a desert island. She knows how to read the Megillah and he doesn't. So she'll read it, there'll be motzi him. Yesh omrim that a lady cannot be motzi a man. And the reason, there's two reasons given for this. One is more that the takana was made in the first place al derech, all kriyas with sibul where ladies do not read, so the takana was mistook that a lady doesn't read to be motzi a man. Another more fundamental understanding is that the gerer of the mitzvah for ladies is a different mitzvah. For men, the mitzvah is kriyas hamegillah, and for ladies, the mitzvah is shmiyas hamegillah. The mitzvah is to hear the megillah.
So what is the tradition to read for herself?
She can read for herself because she's hearing it. She needs understanding that point. I mean, a good point. That's the way it is. But this has another very important ramification to our Lot Alamaita, which is that when we do make a gathering for ladies to hear the Megillah, let's say, very, very, very frequent that there are careers for ladies after the men, houses, etc. The halakha is that ladies make a different bracha on the kriyas ha-megillah. When we make the bracha in shul, we make the bracha al mikra megillah, on the reading of the megillah. But in deference to this opinion, when ladies have a kriya at home, we make the bracha lishmaya, to hear megillah, either lishmaya megillah, or according to some versions, lishmaya mikra megillah, to hear the reading of megillah.
But then in calculation, in this case, why is that obligated to interpret whatever to do? Because if you apply to some right now, define why they need to do it,
yeah. You
will not find any significance. Where does this difference come from?
Oh, so why is it that Chazal instituted it in this fashion?
Well, let them not go do it. They do it as part of miracle.
As we said before, right, I think everybody's done it. So they do
it.
So why do they institute it on a different level, on a different plane than the
Chiyuv of all? Except taking the things like doorstep, meditation, good. But
those technical things might be also the reason for instituting it different.
What?
It's because.
So it's not technical, it's exactly technical reasons. So right now there's only ladies, maybe they can be.
Oh, so you're right. First of all, certainly one lady can motivate another lady that might do it happen that they can. To do it for a similar of ladies, the poskim don't recommend. Okay, that's a little bit about the theme of ladies. Let's come back to the text of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in the middle of the design. The Gamlet Hakatani. Also, minors, those who are under the age of Bar and Bat Mitzvah, Chayonim Lechanech Oitom, one is obliged to educate them, Sheishmuru Kriya Samegillah, to hear the Kriya Samegillah. This is in line with all other mitzvahs where there is an obligation of chinuch to children who are sufficiently old enough to fulfill the mitzvah, so one is obliged to educate them to fulfill this mitzvah. And we come up with, nevertheless, my view of the Beit HaKnesset, Kitanim Begoitim. If I can give a warning, one should not bring to shul children who are too young, shemavaldolim da'at ha-shoyimim, who confuse and distract those who are trying to pay attention to the Megillah. Let's add another nekuda over here, that the Shulchan Aruch, in discussing this topic, this idea of bringing the Ketanim to shul, to hear the Megillah, uses the phrase that it is a minhag toy. A good, correct custom to bring the children to shul for Kriyas HaMegillah. It is minhag toiv lahavi ketanim uketanis lishmei mikra. It's a good custom. Ask the Bia Halacha, what do you mean it is a good custom? Mimonashok. What type of ketanim are you talking about? When you say it is a good custom to bring the ketanim to shul. If you're talking about ketanim who are below the age of chinuch, who are too young for the halachic obligation of chinuch to be incumbent upon them. So then, it's surely not a minhag toiv to bring them. Why should you bring them? First of all, they're too young, and they're going to disturb the other people around, so why should you bring them? So, and if you mean children who are over and above the age of chinuch, then it's not just a minhag toiv. It's a good custom. It's not a good custom, it's obligatory. There's an obligation called chinuch. A father is obliged to see to it that his children, when they are of age, so sufficiently understand, should fulfill mitzvahs. So why even minhag toiv?
What do you think? A child is at the age of chinuch, but he's an active child, and you're afraid that he will use
these things, it's each child the fee in the honor. The priest can give like a general, that's what they mean when they say the optimal finding in chinuch for words, you know. Keben, just for example, like Keben Sheish, Keben Sheva. What's the word, right? Why do they write that term, Keben Sheish, Keben Sheva? What it means is that there is no fixed age. What it means is when that child is old enough to fulfill the mitzvah. So if the child is very, very active, let's just call it, then they're not old enough.
ADHD, he's. For sure there is no reason not people, but you know that you can't fix it. So what do you do about
it? Maybe we have to kill a Brutalist before we get out. But not so late. Please decide where is the cutoff point of the age of penal. But if he is old enough to be of the age of penal, then he's alive. And if he's not, then he's not. So what's the mean, where does the mean choice kick in? So the thing I'm not explains, and this might be a possible answer to your question. The Allah explains that in order to fulfill the basic obligation of Khiluk, you don't have to bring the child to shul. Don't bring the child to shul. Keep the child at home. Don't root for him in the house. You have to bring the child to shul. Don't bring the child to shul. The dry obligation of Kriya Kamegillah can be fulfilled anyway, as long as you have a Megillah and you can read it. So you can read it. The child can read it himself, you can read it for him. Don't bring the child to shul. That's what really the Shulchan Aruch is getting at. There is a specific minhag toy. It is a good custom to bring the children dafka to shul in order to involve them in the pirkei of Hanei and in order to be metallic them in this point, which is not obligatory but is a correct way of fulfilling the mitzvah. The one should make a point of fulfilling this mitzvah with the tzibur. So in order to A, in order to be mefarshim from the Hanei more, and B, in order to be metallic the child to fulfill the mitzvah of the tzibur, one should make a point of bringing the children to shul. Okay, let's move on. See if next. Megillah Shalayim. The Kriyat HaMegillah at night. Also, Vikrois Koydem Seif HaKekovim. One cannot read it earlier than Seif HaKekovim. It needs to be fully nightfall in order to read the Megillah. Now, up al P, this is even though Shemistai Harve Matmat HaKavis. Let's recall that normally, most years, Kriyat HaMegillah takes place directly after a Kavis. So, one might have thought, people are finding the time is difficult, it's a long day, a busy day, so let's maybe read them again a little earlier. Let's not be so particular. No, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Application is Tzar, Harbe, Matmas HaKhanis. This mitzvah has to be fulfilled after nightfall. I will just add, parenthetically, though it's not so relevant, but there are opinions in Halakha that the Megillah can be read earlier from Tzar HaMincha, exactly like we know there's the concept of making early Mari. There are opinions in Halakha who say that one can read the Megillah earlier before nightfall, after Tzar HaMincha. The Mishnah Berurah ruled that in a situation of Shabbat HaMincha, one can rely on this opinion.
In South African type areas where it's very light at that time of the year. You know, people do it around
Christmas. It's like summertime.
You know.
Okay.
They do it around those.
Yeah, not so recommended, but in a Shabbat HaMincha, you have to define what's called Shabbat HaMincha. It could be in that place, in that area, and if you don't do that, the people won't get to begin all together.
You know? 10 people to come from the
group. Lucky if you can get 10 people, so, yeah. Maybe
that means
in a place like that. The fast doesn't make the fast go out earlier at this point. The fast is still the fast. The fast is still built to say something wrong. Yeah, I suppose the situation could be if somebody is in a place where he's traveling or something, he's obviously able to hit the beginner after that. It's certainly better than nothing. Okay, but what? You're listening to tell us clearly about HaMegillah. What can we do for these people who are hungry and finding it difficult for a long fast? It is permitted for somebody who finds it difficult and feels weak to take something small before the Megillah. To go to a cafe, to a Sadoime, to have a cup of coffee. Mishmura seems to recommend that this is made for people who find it difficult. Somebody who doesn't have any difficulty, you shouldn't do this, but if somebody does have difficulty, it's certainly permitted to have a drink, a cup of coffee, drink as much as they want, and mezoyno up until the shiur of a kebetza. And other items which are not mezoyno, even a larger amount. Certainly not to have a skuda, but to drink and mezoyno up to a kebetza is permitted. In addition, Mishnah Berurah adds that, in line with the idea that we find also in other mitzvahs, that if one appoints each shomer to remind one to fulfill the mitzvah, then this restriction on the eating and drinking before the mitzvah is waived. So, one answer is to appoint a shomer or a person who can make an alarm clock to remember Kriya can be given, and then he would be allowed to eat. It's not so relevant to us from here in the beginning in Shul, it could be maybe for somebody, if a lady is concerned about this, a lot. Can we answer? You make an alarm clock, or husband is the showing there. Okay, let's have a little look at the test as well. It is correct, it is the mitzvah min ha-muftar to fulfill this mitzvah by hearing the Megillah in the shul, in the large main shul, b'makom sheyesh roiv anoshim, in a place where there are many people. Mishum tiberoiv on hadras
mat. It's not finished yet.
So, we better get a move on. We've got 2 weeks, we've got to. Okay. Roiv on hadras mat. Let's just speak a little bit about how this applies practically.
Is the
amount of
inheritance
when it's a small machine? This is really a hashash,
then
you're not going to hear it.
Then you're
yeah, so let's just speak exactly to what does this apply. As I was saying, with somebody who generally governs all year in a smaller shul, I'm worried we should find some very big shul and go there. Mishnah Berurah explains that this halacha is not directly the same. Somebody who davens b'kviyus in a particular shul can continue happily davening in his shul on Purim. We're not saying that every small shul in town on Purim should all go to the big shul. That's not what we're saying. But what we are saying is that somebody who had a private gathering, one should not make a sort of private gathering for Kriyas Hamegillah. One should go to hear it with the tzibur. And even says Mishnah Berurah, somebody who had maybe b'kviyus a private minion in his house. Even that, one should be malachal and go to here in shul. As long as it's a private minion, is not appropriate for Kriyas Hamegillah. Kriyas Hamegillah should be done with tzibur. But if you have your kavua like a tzibur, who you always go to, if it's a smaller shul and there is a larger shul around, you don't have to leave your smaller shul to go to a larger shul. Well, the Torah focus continues to
get your clothes. That's quieter than the one you normally go to.
Well, that's what some people want to say, yeah. If there's a real concern, it's going to be hard to hear the beginning of something like that.
It's going to go crazy.
There's a concern about mental health. Yeah, you can also. Well, the Torah focus here, and at the very least, one should make sure to hear it. The Shema is of a minion, I'm sorry. One should at the very least make effort to hear it in a minion and not be a thief. It's not possible, the creation of a minion, he grows up on Yochid, the Tzayit, the Gilek Sheira, and our prophets, Shalach Omer. Then the Yechidim who are there, they read it from the Gilek Sheira with the prophets. The Mechon, the Gilek, the creator of Ashar, Eid, and Yodin, he grows up, Shalud, the Gilek, the Hei, Mishru. And one person can be mostly the others, although it's not a minion, it's not relevant to this halakha. But Yodin, the Pisha, Eid, and Ashar, even if there's no minion, there's no shul, wherever it is, and they don't have a minion. One person to read it and be mostly the other people. Avol, one other idea, bracha shela asharel, the bracha which one makes at the end, ain't only rach basar. One only says that in a minion of 10 people. Remember, there's a special bracha that we say at the end of Kriyas Hamegillah, Aronis to Gedim, but Aronis to Gedim. Hashahegi, that's like a field. Not a field, Hashahegi, before the field. There's like a bracha that you make at the end. That bracha one only makes with a tzibur. So, for example, somebody who goes to read something like that, somebody who is not able to come to shul, and he goes to read to them privately, something like that, this bracha at the end, one doesn't make. Also, if there's a kriya for moshim in a house, that's a sort of discussion amongst the posts, but if there's 10 ladies, and this counts as a tzibur to make the bracha at the end, the minhag ha'olam is to take on, or to be choshish, that's not considered a tzibur, and we do not make this bracha. But the Shemul Malkus, the Yosef Gav Yochid La'Omer, if somebody wants to say it without saying the Shemul Malkus, one can do so even the Yosef. Alright, we'll stop here for today.
We're going to have this for the only for the night.